Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. Today, I want to begin a three-part series on what I'm up to as a coach. And today, I want to share a conversation I had with a law firm, actually, who were asking me on behalf of one of their clients about my coaching. And they asked, well, what are you up to as a coach? Like, what are your goals as a coach? And it was interesting, and in fact, it was really interesting for me to answer the question, because then I was able to kind of share my answer with the students on Supercoach Academy, the coaches that I train. But when I was thinking about it in real time, talking to these people about what I was up to as a coach, I realized that it's essentially three things. And the first one is I'm looking to help people wake up to something inside them, to come alive, literally, but to come alive to their inner spark, to their inner awesomeness. So you may have seen my TEDx talk, Why Aren't We Awesomer? Well, there's an awesomeness inside human beings. There's a creative spark, I would say a divine spark inside people. My actual strap line for the business for years has been unleashing the human potential with intelligence, humor, and heart. Well, it's that human potential part. It's that something in us that is the very essence of us. It is our inner aliveness. And when people are in touch with that, they sparkle. They everything they touch just has a little bit more sizzle to it. It's like the divine spark. If you've ever seen the painting of God giving the spark of life to Adam on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel, it's that in us that is alive. And the more we wake up to that, the easier our life flows, the more we are able to create in the world. We start to move through the world with greater ease and a less conditional sense of confidence and well-being. Now, being alive to that doesn't mean that your circumstances might not be messy. Circumstances are often messy. But there's a twinkle in your eye. There's a lovely feeling in your presence. I've written about it before. I wrote about it in the Inside Out Revolution. Some people describe this transformative shift as moving from riding a roller coaster to floating in a river. Others as the gift of meeting themselves for the first time. It's as if I've been plugged back into the mains, one client said to me. By far the most common description is some variation on the feeling of coming home after a long time away. While your experience will be unique to you, the awakening of your inner spark and a feeling of reconnection with the energy of life are part of the promise and purpose of our time together. Or, in the words of Sid Banks, we have the most wonderful job in the world. We find people in various stages of sleep, and then we get to tap them on the shoulder and be with them as they wake up to the full magnificence of life. Now, why does it matter? You might ask, like, why does it matter so much if we're alive to this? I mean, yeah, it sounds nice, but I've got things to do. Well, if you've got things to do and you're doing them without being alive to this magic inside you, it's like driving a car with a 12-cylinder engine and only two of the cylinders are firing. Everything's going to feel uphill. But when you've got all the cylinders firing, you can take on huge hills and they feel like straightaways. There's a quote that I've always loved from Howard Thurman, and Howard Thurman was the linking figure between Mahatma Gandhi and Martin Luther King. He was a student of Gandhi and a teacher of Martin Luther King, and he said, "Don't ask what the world needs, ask what makes you come alive, and go do that, because what the world needs is people who've come alive." Now, I don't necessarily think that there are certain things that make us come alive. It seems more true to me that there are things we find it easier to bring our full aliveness to. But whichever way it works, what the world needs is people who've come alive. You've probably heard me share one of my favorite quotes from Marianne Williamson when she said, "God heard us. He sent help. He sent you." Well, He sent you, but he sent you alive to the full magnificence and awesomeness and coolness of who you are. Not your personality, not your life story, but your essential, living, breathing, divine spark of self. In part two, I'm going to share another aspect of what I'm up to as a coach. And then in part three, I'll kind of bring it all together. Until then, have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk to you soon.